Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. And today, I have a really, really cool guest on. She's somebody I haven't talked to for quite some time, and since she's been away from me, she's got all kinds of degrees and company now she has, and it's really exciting. And this is going to go off the path a little bit today, too. We're going to talk more about real estate, but we're going to talk about emotional effects of COVID and what is going on in our world after, or should say post-COVID. So right now I have Kelly Nixon Burns with me. How you doing, Kelly?
Amazing. Thank you.
You're amazing. Good, good, good. It's so good to see you.
And you.
My goodness. Just get a little bit closer on the microphone. That's right. You're good. Okay. A lot of people like to stay away from these things. It's amazing. They just don't like being close. But so you have your own company. It's called Arrowhead Emotional Wellness, Psychotherapy, and Clinical Counseling. Tell me about how this started.
Super exciting.
Very exciting.
Going into the field that I have, it was always kind of a lofty ladder goal to do this the way I want to do it and not be driven by insurance and make it more holistic and welcoming and not feel so clinical. And one of those things, like we're going to talk about, is how you adjust and make changes during the pandemic. Mm. You eliminate what is no longer working. You celebrate what is working.
Yeah.
And it just got louder and louder, as Providence does. It starts as a whisper, and it got louder, and I knew this was the time to pull the trigger.
Oh, that's great. I'm so happy for you. So proud of you. We've known each other. We just talked about this. We've known each other probably since 2002-ish, 3-ish, somewhere in that range.
At least.
So, and that was at least, what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I think?
So I would have probably been 32.
Yeah, 32, something like that. So we're both now 50, right? Or in our 50s or 50, whatever. Let's just call it 50.
50.
Let's call it 50.
Yeah, just stop
and you're looking a lot better than I am. So
that's
a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing. But no, I wanted to bring you in here because when I saw your new company that you have going on, and I know that this path that you've been on, I've been watching through social media and hearing it from people that know you that I haven't been able to see you as much with COVID. Nobody's been able to see each other too much, right? It's craziness. And for people like us, you know, just a side path real quick is for, you know, somebody like ourselves who love to be around people. That was tough for me.
Oh yeah. Connection all the time
because
we talk all day long at work.
Yeah.
And then we're very social after work and we have our network of friends and then we could go out any night of the week and, mm-hmm. and see 5 or 10 people and socialize with them. So to be work from home, eliminating all of that.
Yeah.
It was really hard.
It was hard, you know, and I realized that I need people. I mean, obviously I have my children and I have my wife, but I need to be around community. You know, there's your family, your closeness of your family. There's your close loved ones, whatever, you know, you want to call it. And then there's the community that surrounds you. And there's definitely a difference between the two. And it doesn't mean that you love your wife or your kids any less. It's just another connection that is, to me, is important. That is something that I missed, was the connection, even hugging people, you know, that's like weird now, you know, to hug somebody, which is not, we're humans. We like interaction. We like that whole feeling, you know? So
I've already doing the thing that I do.
You're writing notes down.
I'm writing as you're
So
as
are you going to tell me I'm nuts after this?
Well, we already know that. Yeah, we've established that.
Okay, good, good. So we don't have to go into that then.
No.
Okay. That's perfect.
But you made an excellent point because what we tend to not realize is there are three types of connections that are important to us. So you have your intimate interpersonal relationship where you're exchanging those soul thoughts.
Right.
And then you have a social network of friends that light kind of connect more, I would say, with our friend groups.
Yeah.
It's very enmeshed. But for most people, it's a little bit lighter. And then that third piece that people really lost was that sense of community.
Yeah.
Where is that for each person, whether it's their church group or it's their academic group or their VFW, whatever it is, all of that was really lost.
It was gone.
Yeah.
It's pretty much gone.
And sometimes you don't even know the loneliness that you're feeling, you can't identify. You just know something's off.
Right,
because
right.
Because you're not aware that, okay, one of the three types of my connections are
off. Yeah, because we're not educated like that. We, you know, that's not something we know. We just know something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be scary if you don't know what it is, because then you start having other thoughts can right. come into mind.
Yes.
You know, so that's, it's interesting. And this is a good show. It's going to be really good. It's going to be deep, which I love. So let's segue into the real estate for just a little bit, because that's what the show is.
That's why we're here.
That's why we're here, but we're not going to talk about real estate much at all, which is okay. Cause it's my show. I can do whatever the hell I want. Right.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah. It's a good feeling. So, you know, what I want to talk about is that we have noticed in our business, and we talked about this a little bit before we went live, we have noticed in our business that people are making changes that they probably wouldn't have made with their homes or with where they live, period, because of COVID and because of what they experienced at being home for very long periods of time. Are you seeing that in your practice? Are you hearing that? Is this from COVID? Is this the after effect of COVID? Or, you know, what? Tell me your thoughts on that.
Absolutely. So with hardship comes growth opportunity. Okay. And I think the hardship of being shut down mm-hmm. and unable to overperform
right.
your way out of discomfort.
Yeah.
I think you started to really connect with who am I, where am I going, what do I want,
mm-hmm.
and looking around what's important, what matters, and home and family became the priority.
Yeah.
And it was also your safety and your security, because remember, mm-hmm. we were afraid of everything
yeah,
with COVID.
Absolutely.
And so you're looking around, you're reexamining what changes do you want to make. You've grown as a person.
Yeah.
So your surroundings must grow as well.
Yeah. You were saying your environment, mm-hmm. when you grow or you change the person, or even the other way around too, when your environment changes, do you then also adapt to that? You know, you're right. Because what we noticed just was our own family being in the home, we realized our kitchen is terrible. I'm serious. I mean, I was okay with my kitchen because I didn't see it on an everyday basis for long periods of time.
Absolutely.
But when we were home for a long time, and we were home, and you're looking at the same cabinet every day.
And hard use.
Yeah, too. Very hard use. Yeah, mm-hmm. You did everything in the kitchen and the home. So what was interesting, we redid our kitchen because of that. Because I just wasn't happy. And you don't realize the things that are affecting you until you're around them a lot.
Well, think about who you were when you chose that kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
What was the lifestyle like?
20 years ago.
What were you using it for?
Yeah.
And now you've changed. Your family has grown.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, the pandemic has caused you to look at some things.
Yeah.
But why should it be the same?
Right. You're exactly right. And it's you're right, too. It, you know, that I'm a completely different person. I'm in a different place in my life than where I was 20 years ago.
So the environment has to change, and the environment is
absolutely
your home.
Absolutely. So what do you think is going to, are we going to still see some effects from this in the housing part of things?
Definitely. So you're going to see people, like we said, making those kinds of changes, but you're going to, I think, get a lot of the clients that are going to reach out and back off and then reach out and back off, because that pandemic emergence anxiety is going to start to happen. What they think they're ready for, or it's more like what I feel like I should be ready for.
Right.
I'm not really ready for, because even with positive change comes discomfort. Anxiety increases. So they're going to want to do it.
Yeah.
But then they're going to be afraid to do it.
Pull back.
They're going to need to have a really strong trust relationship mm-hmm. with the realtor
mm-hmm.
who understands, and they can share, these are my concerns.
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel ready, and not feel I'm bothering you, I'm wasting your time.
Right.
You know,
that's interesting.
Having done my own recent real estate purchase.
Yes, you did, with one of our wonderful agents.
And it was an opportunity that I had because I trusted her.
Right, right.
I felt like she's not going to shove listings down my throat just to keep things moving.
Gotcha.
But I also can tell you that from the client's perspective, I felt like, but what if I'm wasting her time? What
oh, wow.
if we look at all of these properties and I'm saying no?
Mm-hmm.
I have to really know who I am and be comfortable in saying no and not people please my way wow. into a decision, because I'm afraid or intimidated the social aspects of a no. People are not comfortable with no.
Yeah.
And when you know the realtor is, I mean, I've known her as long as I've known you.
You can say it's Michelle.
Michelle.
Michelle's wonderful.
And I don't want to waste her time. I know she, you know, she's got a lot of clients. And so it was a really great process, but it opened my eyes to what your clients are going through.
Yeah, that's a great, the part that you said there about not wanting to either A, waste their time, disappoint them by saying no. So there are people probably that won't even start this process because they're going to be afraid of saying no.
Yes. And don't forget.
You just said yes after I said no.
Well, I'm a yes person.
Well, that's good. I like that.
I've come a long way from people pleasing, but I still am a yes person.
Well, that's a difference.
And here's the thing about money. Money is very emotional for people.
Yes.
That is why when you're in a bank, you'll see people get angry or blow up. They're responding to a fear that attachment to money is safety and security. And so there's also shame with money. Do I want to reach out and start this process and expose myself financially? And then what if the market that I can afford is embarrassing to me or is judged by my realtor?
Ego.
Yep.
Wow. Interesting. You know, and that's one of the reasons that I think in our industry, it has gotten a lot better where we used to actually do the pre-qualifying. We used to actually, you know, sit down and literally do what they qualified for. And I think it's better for us now because we don't do that anymore. We send them to a lender. And it's always, I think it's better because then they can share that part of their experience with the lender and not with the realtor. They come back to me with a number that the lender has said they are good with.
Good for,
and then that's great. I don't care what the number is. I'm happy for them either way. You know, because every house and every price range can be a great thing. It's still homeownership and it's still a step in the right direction, you know? So
absolutely.
That's interesting. You say that, the fear part, it's just stuff that I don't even think about and it's good. It's good information. So the process went well and you have
it
a
did.
Building now and this is where your business is.
634 Penn Avenue in West Reading.
Are you open already or are you?
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
It's that thing that happens when you change one thing, and I'm sure you noticed that when you updated your kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
You turn around and you go, well, now that looks like it needs something. And then that looks like it needs something. And so I've been doing that. And so while I do need to get started with, I need to do my, get my Facebook business there. I need to do my Psychology Today profile. I've got Susie Ray Design, who's awesome, working
She's
on my
fantastic. Love
my
your
website.
Cards, by the way.
Yes,
the cards,
she did a great job.
Cards
with the
look
logo.
Amazing. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I need to start doing that so that I can continue to feel like a therapist and not a project manager. Because right now it's, you know, I've got Negron Home Improvements there every day. I've got Kara Kreider painting there.
Oh my
She's
gosh.
There every day.
That's
you know,
funny.
There's always something.
Well, you know, it's fun, just so you know, and I agree with you on that because you know what? It'll never be done. You have
don't
to keep that. I know, but it will never be done if because of the kind of person that you are. And there's always going to be, oh, well, now we should probably do this, you know?
Right.
So at a certain point, you just have to go, that's it. We're opening the doors. We're getting this thing going. But I think you're going to be amazing at it. So anything else that you have in your notes there that you wanted to, that you thought of maybe while we were talking or while you were thinking about coming here that you wanted to share as far as anything to do with COVID? And it doesn't do with real estate either. Like, what are you finding? Is there any words of advice? You know, I see people still walking around outside with masks on and I don't want to pick on them, but I really worry about us as a whole that we are not going to get back on some sort of normalcy on this, you know?
Well, and that's what I think of when I see that fear.
Yeah,
There's so much fear and that type of fear is exhausting.
Yeah.
So
it's not good for your mental health.
Some of the things that I just wrote down quickly that I wanted to remember to say, because I could talk to you all day and we'll talk about everything but what we're here to talk about.
Exactly.
Honor that for yourself. Recognize that there is going to definitely be some pandemic emergence anxiety. What you think you should be ready for and what you are ready for can be two different things. So go slow if you feel that you need to go slow.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
You know,
yes.
Dip your toe in the pool, so to speak. Start with one social engagement because there's that sensory thing that you're not used to too. Sights and sounds and smells and people talking and that's new. And having conversations. And you had mentioned you missed, you know, hugging people and shaking hands. Well, touch, that's a whole
social
other thing.
Social events. I missed it. Yeah. But touch, a totally different thing. Mm-hmm. They told us to be 6 feet apart for how long?
Yes.
And I understand why. But now, and all I can say on my side of it, when you get back into it, it is the first time you go to a cocktail party without a mask and everybody's back to normal, which I've been to now and I love it. And I realize how much I missed it. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
When you get in there, all of a sudden it just all goes away and you're like, whoa, we're okay. We're going to be okay.
Yeah. It feels good.
It does feel good. It makes me feel alive.
Yes.
You know, so keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but go ahead.
Well, and I realized too that I think I got ahead of myself with, there's so many buzzwords right now with mental health, which is good and bad. I'm glad that we're talking about mental health as a society. I'm glad it's out there. But again, like the whole world seems to be becoming a therapy sesh. Like you can't even buy a folder anymore or a coffee mug without it telling you you're enough, those kinds of things.
Yeah, right.
And people throwing around terms like every time they go through a breakup, oh, he's a narcissist. Or and when someone asks for you to be accountable, oh, well, they're toxic. And oh, this gives me anxiety. Well, it might not be anxiety. So let's talk about what anxiety really is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's that fear-based response that anxiety's good in that it's trying to protect you.
Yeah. It's a normal expression or a normal feeling.
It's
a feeling. It's natural. Yes. There's nothing wrong with it.
And so to normalize it and be self-accepting, that's the kryptonite for the unwanted symptoms as a result of anxiety. So I use Baby Lovin', as you got to know, my little Baby Lovin' Burns.
And she's no longer with us.
As of February.
Well, she's with us somewhere. But
you know how I love my photography, so it's all over. She's all over us.
That's okay.
But Baby Lovin' was always my example for clients. I keep her in a picture frame in my office to say, look, your anxiety is a barking dog. Mm-hmm. And so when the mailman would come to my door, Baby Lovin's would bark. Mm-hmm. If an intruder would come to the door, Baby Lovin's would bark. She can't discern what's good and what isn't. She's just protecting me. Yeah. That's her job. There's going to be something coming.
Yep.
She's going to bark. I'm not going to yell at her or be mad at her or scream at her.
She's doing what she does.
Exactly. And that's anxiety for you. So when you're experiencing anxiety and you're having those unwanted symptoms, you're not going to be mad at yourself and I suck and shut down and all of that.
Right.
You have to say, anxiety is doing its job. Thank you, anxiety, for trying to keep us safe.
Yeah,
but I'm okay, and I can do this.
Yep. No, that's great. It's a really good way of looking at it. It really is. I like the whole Baby Lovin' thing. That's a great way of looking at it because anxiety can be there during good things, during bad things, during okay things, during whatever.
Doing its job.
It can do its thing anytime.
Sharpening your acuity.
Absolutely.
Feeling nervous is natural, and keeps you on point, on path, and you know, and it's so spoken about as a negative thing, and it doesn't always have to be. When it lands you in the emergency room, that's inconvenient.
I pretty much can talk about that firsthand.
Listen, as can I, and this is why I love what I do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's understanding how to manage those feelings before it gets to that.
Get to that point, yeah, because that's the point where it's already too much. Mm-hmm. Too much, yeah. So I'll tell you what. We have talked for 18 minutes, believe it or not. I'm serious. So I'll tell you what, we're going to have to make it a regular where you come in and just talk about what's going on in the world maybe and talk about how people are dealing with things because I think it could be a nice little regular show. If you're willing to do that. You could be the person that keeps us all sane somehow. How's that work?
You betcha.
Yeah, it sounds good. I'm excited about your business. I am really, really excited about
it. Thank you. When am I.
I just, the Arrowhead Emotional Wellness, Psychotherapy and Clinical Counseling. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can email me at kelly@arrowhead-counseling.com.
All right, cool.
You can call 484-709-2441.
Awesome. And you're the owner of this and you got all kinds of titles now, but behind your name, I
fancy.
Love seeing that.
So
yeah. Gosh, I feel so like privileged to have you here.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Well, the best title is You're My Friend.
Yes,
that's the best title. So, I want to thank you for coming out here and doing the show and, you know, not knowing what we were really going to talk about, but this is great. And I want to do it again.
My pleasure.
So I wish you the best of luck. All right.
Thanks so much.
All right. Great. All right, so there you have it, Kelly Nixon Burns. That was just fun. That was a lot of fun, and I'm hoping to have her back. She's doing Arrowhead Emotional Wellness, Psychotherapy, and Clinical Counseling. So make sure you reach out to her. She's on Facebook, And she gave you some information on how to get a hold of her. So thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you real soon.